Peach by Emma Glass is a debut novel that follows a young woman's experience in the immediate aftermath of a rape. Sarah Kenny has read it for us and joins me now. Sarah, the subject matter is quite brutal. Where do we first meet Peach?
We meet her just after the sexual assault, the rape has happened, and she's on her way home to her house. She lives with her parents, and she arrives in the door and scurries upstairs unnoticed and begins to kind of dismantle herself, or try to dismantle what has just happened. So she tries to take off all her clothes, but she doesn't. Actually, she gets into the bath with all her clothes on her and has a bath. And fluids and blood is kind of mentioned a lot throughout the book, and colour. So the bath begins to fill with the blood. And it's quite visceral and vivid, the description. It's written in her own first person narrative, so we hear it from Peach's point of view.
So you're going to read the first page of the book that might just give us an idea
to give an example
of the style.
Exactly. Thick, stick, sticky, sticking, wet, ragged wool winding round the wounds, sticking the sliced in together as I walk, scraping my mittened hand against the wall. Rough red bricks ripping the wool, ripping the skin, rough red skin, rough red head. I pull the fuzzy mitten from my fingers, wincing as the torn threads grip the grazes on my knuckles. It is dark. The blood is black, dry, crack, crackly, crackling. The smell of burnt fat clogs my nostrils. I put my fingers to my face and wipe the grease away. It clings to my tongue, crawls in my mouth, sliding over my teeth. My cheeks dripping down my throat. I am sick. The sickest pink in the moonlight, fleshy, fatty. I lean against the wall and close my eyes. I swallow hard. I taste flesh, meat. I am sick again. My eyes flicker, flashes of pink, back to black. My body buzzes against the bricks. I see black, thick, black fat. My eyelids are fat, swollen, swollen black from the slap, smothered in grease from his slippery, slimy sausage fingers.
That use of alliteration and onomatopoeia makes you get that feeling that it's poetry or a prose poem.
More like a long prose poem rather than a short novel. You know, it's quite short in and of itself as a novel. And I think that helps you to get a grasp over it, because in the beginning I was kind of reading it as a novel, quite literary, and actually reading it out loud helped, because that language and that repetition is throughout, and it's filled with these kind of abstract metaphors as well. So the rapist is a man called Lincoln. We never learn how she came into contact with him, whether she knew him before the incident. And so initially I was kind of trying to deconstruct, because she compares him all the time to, there's this metaphor of sausages. And then you actually just realise, no, he is sausages. He's made out of sausages. And you just kind of have to go with that. And I suppose
and that equally is, Peach, the idea of her being a peach is also played on.
It's played on, yeah. And you find out kind of towards the end of the book what that means, why she's called Peach. And also she has a baby brother that's referred to Baby, and he's just made out of jelly. So these kind of things are thrown in and never explained, and you just have to go with it. And once you do, you kind of really get on board with her story and her journey. And as I say, it's really kind of visceral. Like, my body was wincing and turning as I was reading it.
And now that crawling home after this awful attack is pretty bad. But when she gets home and you say she's in the bath in her sodden clothes, and then there's an awful scene where she sees that she is physically damaged by the attack.
There's a tear in her vagina, basically. And she... this strength comes over her she keeps it private the whole time. She never tells anybody else about the incident. So she goes downstairs and she gets a needle and thread, and she comes back up and sews the tear herself. And then there's this image of the cat licking up the blood on
now,
the ground.
To me, this sounds, I mean, I've read a good piece of it, and it's very difficult to read.
It's very difficult, yeah. And I don't know if that's why Emma Glass, if it was that contrived that she decided to write it in this style as this prose poem and introduce these metaphors, that maybe is it an easier way for us to kind of come to this subject matter and for her to deconstruct it. I'm not sure and I suppose maybe it does help because you can kind of get lost in the language a bit, maybe.
There are some more conventional characters, aren't there?
There are, particularly her boyfriend, Green, who seems like this lovely, sympathetic, gorgeous lad, and he seems really understanding. Even though he doesn't know what's going on, there is some physical manifestation of the rape. So this entity, is the only thing I know how to describe it, is growing in her tummy. And it's not what you might suspect. It's not that she got pregnant. She goes and gets a pregnancy test, and it keeps growing throughout the book. And I won't give away. We find out at the end what it is. But like in everyday life, it's just her boyfriend's kind of slagging her a little bit. Is she getting a bit fat? And, you know, and then it gets bigger and bigger. He's really understanding. He's lovely. But he actually gets assaulted by Lincoln in the middle of the book and ends up in hospital. And
you,
then,
also, you also talk about her parents, because you describe there her coming home and the awful state that she's in.
Yeah.
And she meets her parents as she comes home. But they, even though they seem to love her and care for her, they really don't see her clearly.
They don't, and they don't pick up. I mean, maybe it's, I think she's 18 or 19. Maybe it's the fact they're kind of, she's a teenage girl, she's moody, but they don't seem to pick up on the fact that there's something wrong here. And like, for me, it must be oozing from every entity of her body because everything else is so visceral. But she comes downstairs after doing the incident that we just described, after doing that procedure on herself. She comes down to have dinner with the family and the parents. Let's say they like talking about their sex life and they kind of talk about it in front of her. That was quite strange. So they're talking all about sex to her and how much they have it and how much she should be having it. And this girl has just been sexually assaulted.
Which is, so, for the reader, makes you squirm even more.
Yeah, it really does. And they never seem to get her. They never seem to pick up on anything from her. So maybe that's a testament to Peach's own ability to keep this under wraps.
Now, it's an intense piece of work. How did you feel reading it?
As I was saying, it's a lot. It's very visceral, so I was squirming, and the bodily descriptions. And I would say, actually, although it's a book about sexual assault, it's really a book about the body and the female body. And that was the bit that really I was drawn to, the colours and the smells and the way she describes the female body and what it's going through. But it's tough. I think it would be tough for a man or a woman to read. You know, it's not
It's difficult to read it dispassionately, isn't it?
Because completely.
Because of the use,
yeah,
of the words she uses, yeah, and these metaphors, yeah, even that she uses.
And to read it, once I got my head around all of this stuff and gave in to the imagery and the abstract thing, then I was able to go with it and just go with what had happened to Peach and what she's dealing with. But initially I came to it just as a straight novel. And I think if you do that, maybe you might struggle a bit. I think you have to give over. Like, I think it would lend itself to more of a performance piece, whether that's as a performance poem or whatever. Like, it reminded me of Max Porter's book, what's it called again? Grief is the Thing with Feathers.
Which Enda Walsh is now adapting.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I can see it going down. And Emer McBride's piece of work, Girl is a Half-Worn Thing, which was also turned into a play. I can see it being performed. And I know that it sounds crazy seeing this as a subject matter, but almost to read it out like a poem, for me, was kind of easier. I read bits of text outside, like the beginning there where it flows.
Now you talk about you read from the beginning, then you talk about really it goes deeper and deeper into the horror of the awful night that she had. Is there any redemption in this book?
There is, and she gets revenge on Lincoln. I don't know if it's a spoiler to say that, maybe if I don't describe how. But the whole fact that he's made out of sausages, she basically attacks him with a knife and is able to chop him up. And because he is this imagined, well, he's not an imagined, he's a real figure, but because she does this metaphor that he's made out of sausages, it's not as gruesome as it might seem. But she basically takes a kitchen knife and chops him up into smaller pieces of sausage, which they then eat.
All right. So at a barbecue.
Yes.
But I guess, you know, as you say, you don't know if these things are actually happening or whether they're a metaphor to symbolise,
yeah,
something else.
Yeah, and it's quite an unusual road to take for a writer when you're dealing with a subject matter such as rape, because, you know, that is a thing that a lot of people would fear. It's like, oh, I won't be believed. I need to be able to talk about it. So it's a kind of strange one, I suppose, to cloud it in more doubt or to skew it in a certain way. But then, as I said, maybe it's the only way that she can talk about it at length this way.
So worth reading?
It's worth reading, but you have to brace yourself. You know, you can't. It's not a happy read. It's a tough read, but I think it's worth it. Yeah.
Peach is published by Bloomsbury Press and was reviewed for us this evening by Soraya Kenny.